I can remember when I was a kid, my mother used to leave 3 children in the car to go into the grocery store. If you did that to a poodle now, they would kill you on the 11 o'clock news. But now that I'm an adult, I do know why my mother did not want to take 3 children into the grocery store. As soon as children enter a grocery store, they start begging like homeless people at Christmas time. This is me going through the grocery store. No, put it down. No, we're not getting that. No, put that down. And as a parent, you know the worst aisle of the grocery store? Cereal aisle. The cereal aisle. Because you're just going through the grocery store and you turn the corner and you're like, oh no, the cereal aisle. Because kids lose their mind on the cereal aisle. Oh, Dad, buy the Frosted Cocoa Puffs, Dad. Buy the Frosted Cocoa Puffs. Please, Dad, please. Dad, I'll do anything. Dad, I'll clean up the house for 1,000,000 years. Please. No, we bought those before. You guys didn't eat them. They went stale. We had to throw them away. We'll eat them this time as well. We will. This time, promise. I'll wash your car every day, Dad, please. Oh, please. Please, buy the Frosted Cocoa Puffs. I'll never ask for anything the rest of my life. Please, Dad, please. You know what I do when they throw themselves on the floor and start making a fit like that? I walk straight up to them and I go, where are your parents? People do not know how to raise children these days, I'll tell you. Now, my mother would leave us in the car in the parking lot and leave us the keys in case we got hot.